Let's see, if it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of those. Okay. If you're pointing to a tree way off, you might say it's
over there.
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man
who is poor.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you have
an orchard.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was rich.
Mm-hmm. What is the inside of a cherry called?
The pit.
Mm-hmm. And inside of a peach?
The pit.
Okay. Have you ever seen a kind of peach where the flesh is very tight against the pit and you have to cut it away?
Uh-huh.
Do those have a name?
I don't know.
Have you heard of a cling peach?
Yeah.
And you know the name for the other kind?
What's the name for the other kind?
Is it freestone?
Oh yeah, freestone and cling, yeah.
Okay. Would you say cling or clingstone peach?
Clingstone, I'd say cling.
Mm-hmm.
On freestone.
Okay. What is the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And what are some different kinds of nuts?
Pecans, pistachios, walnuts, hickory nuts, Brazil nuts, hazelnuts,
very common
peanuts.
Okay, now are there some different kinds of peanuts?
Well, the only distinction I know are just regular, what I call a regular peanut and a Spanish peanut. The Spanish peanut has a red hole, a little red outer covering over the peanut.
This is a kind of nut that you have Hershey bars. You have
almonds.
Okay. Florida is famous for its
oranges.
Okay.
Citrus fruit.
You had a whole bag of oranges and you looked in and saw that there's not any more left. You say that the oranges are
gone.
Can't decide that there's none left. You'd say they're
all gone.
Okay. This is a little red vegetable that's white on the inside. It's kind of red on the outside. It's a root.
A radish.
Mm-hmm. And the stuff you make ketchup out of?
Tomatoes.
Do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
Tommy Toes.
Okay. Any other name?
No.
Okay. Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
Okay. The kind of potatoes with yellow meat?
Sweet potato.
Okay. Any other names for that?
A yam.
Okay. Something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
And you have a name for the little young fresh ones?
Scallions.
Okay. Any other types?
Green onions.
Is there a difference?
Well, the green onions have the tops attached to them and the small bulbs at the bottom.
Okay. And what's a scallion?
Scallion is a small onion.
Okay.
I assume. I'm not real sure what a scallion is.
What are some vegetables you would use in a gumbo?
Celery, onions, tomatoes, and okra.
Mm-hmm. And if you leave an apple or a plum around it, it would dry up and...
A plum would dry up and be a prune.
Yeah, what...
I don't know what an apple dries up to be other than an apple.
How do you describe what's happening?
Oh, they're shriveling.
Okay. Let's see, if you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you'd have to...
Shell.
Okay, what different kinds of beans do you have? Can you describe them?
Pole beans, green beans, snap beans, crowder, well those are peas, so you're asking for beans.
So what's the difference between pole, string,
and snap? Pole, string, and green beans?
Snap beans.
Pole beans are flatter.
Mm-hmm.
snap beans are rounder. They just snap. What the three did I say?
String
beans. Well, they have a string on them. I think string beans and pole.